Page 35, Measure Number 24-288, Woodburn School District 103. Referred to the people by the district board. Woodburn School District construction bond to accommodate increased student enrollment. Question, is district authorized to construct new schools to accommodate increased school enrollment by issuing general obligation bonds not exceeding $94 million? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, if approved, this measure would provide funds for capital construction and improvements and bond issuance costs to construct four new schools to accommodate Woodburn School District's increased student enrollment. Specifically, this measure would provide funds to construct, furnish, equip, and purchase property for two elementary schools. Each school would have an approximate student capacity of 600 students. Construct, furnish, equip, and purchase property for one middle school with an approximate student capacity of 600 students. Construct, furnish, and equip an approximately 400 student capacity joint Woodburn High School Chemeketa Community College Early College High School facility. Pay site preparation and demolition costs and fees associated with issuing the bonds. Bonds would mature in 20 years or less from the date of issuance and may be issued in one or more series. Measure number 24-288, Woodburn School District 103, explanatory statement. If approved by voters, the proposed bond measure would allow Woodburn School District to reduce crowding at all district schools and improve the learning environment for all students, accommodate increased student enrollment for the next 15 to 20 years as projected by the city and school district, reduce the number of modular classrooms. Bond proposal is community-based. A 25-member facilities planning team recommended this bond proposal, and the school board voted unanimously to submit it to voters. The facilities planning team included senior citizens, community leaders, business and construction industry representatives, students, parents, and staff. The bond proposal would build two new elementary schools and one new middle school. Each school would have an approximate student capacity of 600. Build an approximate 400 student high school that would be operated by the Woodburn School District in partnership with Chemeketa Community College. The high school would function as an early college high school model, providing students an opportunity to earn a high school diploma as well as an associate's degree through a five-year program. As the Woodburn community grows, the number of students increases. Every school in the district houses more students than its recommended capacity, based on 25 students per classroom at the elementary level. Approximately 1,100 students are taught in modular classrooms located on every school campus. These temporary structures have limited security, expose students to inclement weather, and reduce space available for other school programs and activities. As a result of adding modular classrooms, school bathrooms, libraries, cafeterias, and hallways can no longer accommodate the increased number of students. Since 1995, Woodburn has dealt with the student enrollment growth without additional money from taxpayers. Major maintenance and purchase of modular classrooms has been included in the operating budget. Current and anticipated reductions in state funding are eliminating the district's ability to budget operating funds for these costs. No state or federal funding currently is available to the district for school construction. If approved, the school board would appoint a citizens' oversight committee to ensure bond funds are used as intended. Bond proceeds can only be used for bond projects. The bond issue's principal amount cannot exceed $94 million. Bond proceeds can only be used for costs associated with completing the projects listed on this ballot. Estimated cost to property owners is an approximate increase of $2.34 per $1,000 of assessed valuation over existing bond-related tax rates. This bond would increase property taxes by $234 for every $100,000 of assessed valuation for the life of the bond. Rates could vary depending on interest rates and growth in the district's total assessed value. This information furnished by Walter M. Blomberg, Superintendent, Woodburn School District. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Page 36, an argument in favor. Volunteer Facilities Bond Planning Team developed recommendations for ballot measure 24-288. A community-based facilities planning team made up of 25 members representing a broad cross-section of the community, including seniors, business leaders, community leaders, parents, students, and staff, developed the recommendation for the bond proposal. The team spent several months studying school needs in the Woodburn School District and weighing options that would provide for students at the lowest possible cost for taxpayers. We looked at capacity at each school, enrollment projections, and funding options. Our goal was to find the most cost-efficient solution for school needs now and in the future. Schools are already full and enrollment is growing. This plan meets student needs at the lowest cost by using property already owned by the district for the proposed middle school and partnering with Chemeketa Community College to build a high school. A high school-college partnership combines resources to lower the cost of the project and create credit and training opportunities for high school students. This bond proposal would reduce crowding at all district schools, make room for student enrollment growth for the next 15 to 20 years, reduce modular classrooms in the district. In addition, a 20-year bond term will result in tremendous interest savings to taxpayers. We expect the bond to take care of school growth needs for the next 15 to 20 years. We will not ask the community to pass another school bond for new classrooms within that time, and when we do, there will be no school bond debt on the books. It's a pay-as-you-go plan that invests in our community without creating a long-term debt burden. Please support ballot measure 24-288 for schools our community can be proud of. Woodburn School District Facilities Planning Team, Denny Peterson, Mel Schmidt, Casey Woolley, Luisa Rodriguez, Linda Johnston, Tom Marvilla, George Gubbins, Jim Davidson, Tony Waite, Lauren Stanley, Deb Yeager, David Shepard, Kim Dennis. This information furnished by George Gubbins, Woodburn School District Facilities Planning Team. Still on page 36, another argument in favor. Like many local governments, the City of Woodburn and its community partners are donating extra resources to economic development during these challenging times. We believe some investments in our future are too important to delay. As your mayor, I believe this bond measure is one of those investments. Schools are an important part of the quality of life in our community. They are also crucial to how our community is perceived by prospective employers and by the rest of the world. I support the bond measure for the following reasons. Overcrowding in our schools has reached the point where libraries, cafeterias, gyms, and restrooms cannot support the number of students present. Energy and time that should be spent on educating and inspiring youngsters is being devoted to managing bathroom breaks and lunch shifts. Award-winning programs are taking place in hallways and spare rooms. Woodburn's youth deserve better, and Woodburn's teachers deserve better. Among the facilities the bond would pay for is an innovative new high school that will allow students to earn college credit while maintaining the support and structure that a high school provides. This will be a tremendous motivator for teens to excel at the high school level and continue their education to higher levels. The Facilities Task Force and the school board have taken a serious and realistic look at our community's school population and its needs for the next 20 years. This proposal is based on that analysis. Construction costs have dropped due to the state of the economy. We have a window of opportunity where we can receive maximum value for our construction dollars. I'm proud of Woodburn's students and teachers. Let's provide the places to teach and learn that Woodburn deserves. Sincerely, Kathy Figley, Mayor, City of Woodburn. This information furnished by Kathy Figley, Mayor, City of Woodburn. Page 37, measure number 24-288. Argument in favor. Strong schools make our community strong. I represent a part of the community that knows the importance of good schools. We know that students who have received a quality education have a much broader opportunity to succeed. Knowledge is power. Passing this bond measure will continue improving a limitless possibility for success, and it will make our community a more ideal place to live. Good schools keep our town strong. I know we need new facilities. Our overcrowded schools are making it hard for students to learn. I have seen the growth predictions for student enrollment and know that we need more space for learning. Ballot measure 24-288 will help build new schools and help alleviate the present overcrowding and allow for growth. I believe that all students must have a good education in facilities that are conducive to a good learning environment. I come from a family who values a strong educational system. Woodburn is on the right track, and I encourage you to vote favorably to build a bright and better future for our children and our community. Please support ballot measure 24-288 for Woodburn's students. Ramon Ramirez. This information furnished by Ramon Ramirez. Another argument in favor on page 37. Quality schools help strengthen local economy. The Woodburn Area Chamber of Commerce enthusiastically endorses passage of the Woodburn School District bond measure. The mission of the chamber is to promote and advance the economic and civic interests of Woodburn and the surrounding area. Quality schools are a critical component of economic development in producing future owners, employees, and customers of local business. We've seen firsthand the exceptional students emerging from Woodburn area schools and unequivocally support their efforts to continue this success. Quality schools are also a vital factor in business decisions to locate in a particular area. The continued use of modular units, which strain lunchrooms, restrooms, libraries, and gyms, detracts from our ability to deliver a quality education. Recognizing the impact of past growth and preparing for future development is a basic good business practice. This plan, endorsed by a diverse group of community members, will provide sufficient classroom space for the next 20 years and pays off proposed debt before seeking help from voters again. The chamber is pleased at the school district's courage in placing this long-range year plan before the voters, and we urge support to help keep us Woodburn proud. The Woodburn Chamber of Commerce supports ballot measure 24-288. This information furnished by Donald Ray Judson, Woodburn Area Chamber of Commerce. Page 38, continuing with the arguments in favor of 24-288. Kids need room to learn and prepare for the future. Our community needs educated students. Please vote yes on ballot measure 24-288. I've spent my life in Woodburn and my career dedicated to teaching children in the community. As a teacher who retired from the Woodburn School District, I have seen firsthand how important good schools are to students' potential. Students with good educations give back to the community. They contribute to the well-being of everyone in it by gaining the skills for a good job to support themselves and live a productive life. Students need a high-quality environment for learning so they can do their best work. This bond does not propose fancy schools, just enough room for students to learn. Good schools have always been the backbone of the community. They improve quality of life by providing safe, productive places for students to be during and after school hours. They attract new residents who can contribute by adding to the tax base and stimulating the local economy. Building new schools also provides immediate economic stimulation by putting people to work in our community. This is a tough economic time. I know that we are all making difficult financial choices. This bond measure is a good investment in students, in our economy, and in our community. I don't have kids in school now, but I feel a responsibility for making sure that kids in our community have adequate educational opportunities. We all benefit from good schools. Please consider ballot measure 24-288 carefully for students, the economy, and our community. Buck Wetherill, Senior Estates. This information furnished by Leslie A. Wetherill. Still on page 38, another argument in favor. Enrollment continues to grow in the Woodburn School District. After spending about 2 years reviewing options, the Woodburn School Board believes that the best option available to address the needs of this growth is to build classrooms and core facilities. A community-based facilities planning team made up of seniors, business leaders, parents, students, and school staff developed the recommendation this ballot measure reflects. Our goal was to find the most cost-effective solution for school needs now and in the future. This bond proposal would reduce crowding at all district schools, K-12, make room for student enrollment growth for the next 15 to 20 years, provide an option for high school students to graduate with an associate degree, eliminate the need for a year-round calendar, avoid the need for double shifting. One other goal of the facilities planning team is accomplished in this bond. We set the Woodburn School District on a pay-as-you-go bonding cycle. In addition to my membership on the Woodburn School Board, I have been a resident of the school district my whole life. I have attended Woodburn schools and taught in the Woodburn school system most of my teaching career. I am now retired on a fixed income. I am willing to make this investment in Woodburn schools. For those who believe education is one of the best investments one can make, here is your opportunity to vote yes and make an excellent investment in the children of this community. We want to assure they have the best education possible so they can earn the money necessary to pay for our retirement and theirs. Please support ballot measure 24-288 for schools of which our community can be proud. This information furnished by Linda D. Johnston, Woodburn School Board Director. The printing of these arguments does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in these arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.